Hey, yo, good evening, viewers of the Tube. My name is Tyler, and let me introduce you to the channel that brings you the realest crypto information, even if that means creating enemies with some of the most prominent figures in the crypto space. There won't be any fake Tesla giveaways on this channel. Justin's son. I'm sure you made your old buddy Charles Hoskinson proud pulling that fast one. Well, here comes a real deal Holyfield, because it's time for Chico Crypto. Today we have a block party of information from multiple projects, but first I would like to start out with Bitcoin. It's been a very interesting week for the price of Bitcoin. On Monday, Bitcoin broke back down through the $4,000 level, getting to a low of $3,934 before catching support. And within a day, on Tuesday, the price recovered and has gained higher than before the dump on Monday, to where it sits as of shooting this video, just above $4,085. Here is my theory of what went down. This was a large whale, or a group of whales, who have been bearish for some time. Bearish in that they want the price to go down, so they can accumulate a larger position in Bitcoin at a much lower price. In January of this year, after Bitcoin hit a low of $3,200 in December, it recovered and got back up to $4,000 in January. And these whales attempted many more dumps to try to get the price lower. Here's a dump that happened on January 10th. Bitcoin goes from above 4K and gets slaughtered down to below $3,500 before resistance is met around February 8th. And then the price recovers, getting back to over $4,000. And then another dump at the end of February. What happens after this one? Does the price go lower than the previous low, or does a recovery happen much faster? Well, let's extend out that chart, and after this dump, the price got into this $3,700 range, before easily stepping its way back up into the 4K range, all the way up to Monday's most recent dump, below 4K. Let's now examine Monday's dump once more. As you can see, the bear whales dumped, hoping to cause another panic to get the price lower. But this resistance was quickly met. The lowest they could get the price was just below $3,950. In my opinion, within a day, they had to quickly rebuy back into the positions they used to dump because of fear of missing out on that position, which is why we see about the same size gain spike up just a day later. This was a weak bearish move that got crushed and is a very, very bullish sign. It's obvious that the bearish dump attempts are running out of steam and the bulls are starting to take over. I mean, according to Investopedia, there is no specific or universal metric used to identify a bull market. But the most common definition of a bull market is a situation in which the stock price rises by 20%. Well, if we take the low of 3,200, multiply that by 1.20, we get a price of 3,840. We surely are above that right now, which means short term, since December, we have been bullish. So, should I cut this hair? I said I would cut it once the bear market is over. Or should I become King Douchebag and throw it up in a man bun? Or do I mean douche knot? Decisions, decisions. The next topic I want to bring up is regarding a few projects I still really like within the NEO ecosystem. I have my own personal opinions about NEO and how they have handled their operations, but that doesn't mean I still don't hold a couple projects within the NEO ecosystem. These projects, in my opinion, are complete opposites of how NEO handles themselves. Fully transparent, and they are focusing on building their own unique, robust platforms. The first project is Travala. Travala is a project with an actual functioning use case that is live right now. You can actually use your cryptocurrency to book hotels around the globe with 47 different coins and more being added regularly. This includes their native token AVA, but also Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, Bitcoin Cash, Nano, the stablecoin DAI, Basic Attention Token, Digibyte, Stellar Lumens, True USD, EOS, and many, many more. They have also opened the door to fiat payments on their platform with payments through PayPal and credit or debit cards. You guys, this is an actual functioning use case in crypto with a revenue producing model. 95% of projects out there cannot say that. So the main thing I would like to highlight about Travala today is they are doing something much different than other crypto projects and giving the community the chance to own an actual piece of the company. These are actual shares in the company that give you rights. Through the CrowdCube website, Travala is selling 4.38% equity in the company. And since the crowdfunding started, they have 226 investors and have reached 108% of the targeted investment of £250,000, with over £270,000 raised so far. This means they are in overfunding, but you can still join if you want a piece. Restricted countries are unfortunately the US, Canada, and Japan. Joining is super simple. Just log into the CrowdCube website, type in the amount you want to invest, minimum is £10, click invest now, answer some questions to make sure you understand the capital risk when investing in a startup, then you have to enter your personal details, and then finally a credit or debit card to pay, and boom, you own an actual piece of Travala. Now, why is owning shares in Travala important? Well, if Travala takes a good slice of the travel booking market in the next few years and the valuation of their company increases, say, to $50 million, that means investors would be entitled to 4.38% of the equity, or $2.19 million. If Travala was ever to be bought out by a big player and a cash settlement took place, these shareholders would be given their percentage of the buyout. Now, I'm not saying this will happen exactly like that, but showing you an example of how things could play out in the future. Speaking of actual shares in a company, the next project within the NEO ecosystem I still support is Nash and their decentralized exchange. Nash is different because it is giving users the security of having full control over their funds. Users' keys never approach the Nash exchange. Users' funds stay in their wallet, on chain. And state channel smart contracts, which are also on-chain, connect the user's wallets to the off-chain matching engine. This off-chain matching engine connects trades with the speed seen in centralized exchanges, while still giving users the peace of mind that their funds are safe in their wallets until a trade is matched and executed. So today is the 29th, and Fabio Knessen said this at the last NEO DevCon.
So, three products. A great wallet for funds management, a great exchange for trading, and a great way to go in and off of crypto. Three products in one platform, and they are being ready and launched for the community on March 31. We will invite every user of our community to, on March 31, use our products to trade, pay, invest, from top to borrow, in many chains, cross-chain, with no latency. Our goal is to provide revolutionary UI, and we continue to strive on technology as a reason to get there, as a motive, how we get to bring everybody to digital economy. So if we move forward in this future, how people are gonna interact with digital assets should be as natural as they use centralized services today.
Yes, in 2 days, the Nash Decentralized Exchange will go live in beta for those who register to use it through their referral system. I included my referral in the description of this video if you are interested in participating in the beta. The beta includes three products, a highly functioning wallet, the Nash Exchange, and a fiat gateway. At launch, they will offer ETH, NEO, and USDC markets with the following trading pairs in all markets. NEO, GAS, Ethereum, USDC, Basic Attention Token, AmiseGo, 0x, Red Pulse, NOS, Travala, Guardium, and Moonlight. At launch, you will be able to buy digital assets with national currencies and trade them immediately on the exchange. Their global network of banking partners make Nash the first decentralized exchange with fiat on and off ramps. All I have to say is if the fees are good, Coinbase is going to have major competition. Holders of Next tokens, a security token of the decentralized exchange, will be able to stake them for their share of exchange fees and paid out in the form of dividends. Stakers will receive fees from all trading pairs, which they can claim in one preferred asset. Although this will not go live at launch during the beta stage, but at a later date according to Fabio. Well, viewers, the markets are looking slightly more bullish by the day. And even though I have dropped NEO from my portfolio, there are still good projects being built within the NEO ecosystem. The two I actually see moving quickly and fiercely are Travala and Nash. That is why I still hold on to both of these tokens and will for the foreseeable future. Cheers, viewers. I'll see you next time.